In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid Grand Touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This is the Mason Crosby Show with me, Mitch Thunder Nellis, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. Mason's off today. He'll be back tomorrow. We're live from the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Our thanks to Drew Wagner for jumping on the show. And joining us now from the front office of our Milwaukee Brewers, president of business operations and guru of everything going on in the ballpark, he is Rick Schlesinger. Rick, thanks for jumping on today.
Thanks for having me on, Mitch.
Absolutely. I got to start with the cribbage board. Who had the idea for the cribbage board? How big did you think it was going to be? And did you have any idea it was going to be as popular as it was? Because I think this was just a masterstroke of awesomeness by the Brewers.
Yeah, well, our business analytics department deserves the full credit for coming up with the concept. And I actually thought it was going to be kind of a bust. So it shows you what I know.
Fair.
But, one of the things is, you learn in this business is you never know what the fans are going to find appealing or interesting. And we said, let's give it a shot. And yeah, I was surprised as everybody else how popular and the frenzy about it, and the fact that, you stories of people selling these on eBay for hundreds of dollars.
I have seen the numbers, Rick.
Yeah. So it proves several things. It proves that Wisconsinites love interesting, cool promotions. Number two, it proves that some of the traditional games that you think maybe are your grandparents are playing are actually popular with all different generations. So certainly gives us insight into some of the things we should be thinking about for next year. So I was really excited, really pleased that it drew such attention, and it's a nice giveaway. And again, it opens up a lot of doors for interesting giveaways for 2026.
So what's more likely in the future, a different cribbage board in 2026 or the Brewers selling a Brewers branded cribbage board in the team store in the future?
Yeah, I think we probably would not do another giveaway of the cribbage board just because, we want to always try to come up with something fun and new. But it certainly shows the power of preparing a cribbage board, selling it, and something we're looking into. Because, as you said, it sort of took everybody by storm, and it was people, from my counterparts around the league are calling me and saying, "Tell me about this cribbage board." And the secret is I don't play cribbage; I don't even know how to play it. But it's certainly generating a lot of attention.
Absolutely. Rick Schlesinger, president of business operations for our Milwaukee Brewers, joining us today on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon. No Mason today. It's just Thunder, which is just fine. And so the cribbage board happens. I know you've got a lot coming up after this weekend. The Brewers, obviously. Well, first of all, who's pitching tonight? Like, do we have breaking news? Can we say it's Aaron Civale? Is it Carlos Rodriguez? Is there an opener? What's going to happen tonight? And is there going to be a game because it's raining in Pittsburgh right now?
Yeah, the weather is going to be a challenge. We got a 6:40 Pittsburgh start, 5:40 Milwaukee time. I think they're still figuring out the pitching. They haven't told me, so if I knew, I would probably tell you because it'd be nice to know. But I have a call with our baseball people this afternoon, so I think I'll figure it out. But hopefully get the game in. But we've got some healthy pitchers. Savali is not far away. Ashby is not far away. Woodruff's not far away. So You know, some arms are coming in, and that's great because our guys are pitching well. But, you know, frankly, they're pitching a lot of innings. And,
yes.
It's nice to have some fresh arms coming in.
Yeah, it was great to see the report from Nashville yesterday with Woody and with Hall and with Ashby all pitching very well. And then of course, we all saw Savali got scratched. So, of course, the assumption is maybe he's starting today, but maybe there won't be a game today. So we will all keep our eyes peeled to Brewers on Twitter and see what happens there. But then you come back home on Memorial Day, and I'll make you happy right away as the president of business operations. I personally bought 25 tickets for Monday's game.
I saw that, and that was a good surge in ticket sales. So thank you very much.
Well, yeah, you know,
short road trip to Pittsburgh, and then for a short 3-game set with the Red Sox, nice interleague game series, and Memorial Day $1 hot dog. So we'll have a big crowd for Memorial Day, but it's fun to see a visiting ALT come in, and then we're back on the road again for another stretch, and then a long homestand after that.
So I know it was always a big deal, you know, before they went to playing everybody every year, and so you get everybody in the park every other year, you know, when the Yankees or the Red Sox or, you know, I don't know who else from the American League would generate that type of interest when they were coming every 3 years or every 4 years or however the schedule. What were some of those American League matchups that always kind of filled the park and got the juices going?
Yeah, it's first and foremost, it's the Yankees. And, you know, obviously they've been sort of, you know, a dominant team for a long time. But, you know, when they were really good in the late 90s, early 2000s with Jeter and, you know, Clemens and Andy Pettit, that obviously was a big draw. And now with Aaron Judge, you know, we had them last year, sold out all the games, went to New York this year and didn't fare too well. But next year we'll have them at home.
Yep.
So we're expecting some great crowds for that. But the Yankees are the gold standard, and certainly seems like the Red Sox. But the Red Sox have not been as good as the Yankees in several years. So I think the reality is the Yankees by far. If I could have the Yankees come here several weekends in the summer next year, I'd be happy. I don't know that our baseball people would like that. But from a tennis perspective, you know, Aaron Judge certainly brings in the crowds.
Rick Schlesinger, president of business operations for Milwaukee Brewers, joining us. So, Rick, I want you to take off your suit jacket, take off your president of business operations hat for a second, and put on your backyard barbecue shorts or flip-flops or whatever you wear. If you were attending $1 hot dog day as a fan, how many hot dogs could you eat? Not would you eat, not will you eat, but if you purely were vibing with the family. How many dollar hot dogs could you eat?
Probably 4.
Ooh, I like that's a good number.
Yeah, I think, you know, a few years ago when the games were longer, I could have maybe done 5, but, you know, the games are like 2 hours and 40 minutes. So it's just, it's sort of one hot dog less than the norm. But 4, and that's a lot. They're good hot dogs, and I would, you know, if I was a fan, I'd wash it down with some Molson Coors products.
Yep, absolutely.
And certainly get there and tailgate and all that stuff. But, when I'm watching the games as a Brewers executive, it's usually just one hot dog.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to keep your focus. Like, you know, that has to be on the game. So I'm excited for that. Also on Monday, flyover from 4 U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopters from the Wisconsin Army National Guard, of course, weather permitting. Valkyrie, the bald eagle from the Schlitz Audubon, will be on the field for the national anthem. And there's a special first pitch being thrown out by somebody who I'm guessing can probably get into the 90s. Like, judging...
I think Jordan Love, Jordan Love could probably throw 90 with a ball if he wanted to. I hope he doesn't do that because our bullpen catcher is going to catch the... be a problem, but Jordan Love's going to throw out the first pitch, just a star. It's going to be a great game, and hopefully the weather's nice so we can have, you know, the roof open, but we'll see. It's been so rainy. We've had the roof open I think one or two games so far, and this is late May. It's just, thank God for the roof, but baseball's supposed to be played outdoors.
No, I totally agree with that, but I also have friends who grew up here and now live in the Minneapolis area. And, like, they, you know, from a day-to-day basis, they don't know if the game's going to happen. You know, you look at Pittsburgh right now or Cleveland, like all these northern cities where there's been a lot of rain recently. And it's like, thank goodness we do have a roof, because you're right. We want baseball to be played outside, but we also want baseball to be played.
Yeah, we are very fortunate. So when people drive, you know, an hour or two to come to a game in Milwaukee. They know the game's going to be played on time. And, you know, the rain wreaks havoc not only with, you know, people and the fans, but, you know, with your staff and with pitching. You know, we don't have to worry about, you know, a rain delay and then having to change pitchers because there's been an hour delay. So it's just the inconveniences from weather are sort of irrelevant here. So it's a luxury that I never take for granted, because having a roof here has been, you know, so monumental for the success of the franchise.
So you've got the Red Sox in town for the Memorial Day week series. You then go on the road. You then come back June 6th through 15th for the longest homestand, 10-game homestand. Tell us about some of the giveaways and some of the fan promotions you have for that week.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's a long homestand, so back-to-back weekends against some really good teams. The Jackson Chourio replica jersey,
nice.
7 is going to be very popular, the first 25,000 fans. We also have this cool Wisconsin Artist Series t-shirt, June 10, the first 10,000 fans. So different local artists are preparing cool Brewers t-shirts, and those are pretty much every Tuesday, starting in the warm weather. So June 10 will be good. And, you know, we also have the Sunday Fun Day bundle, which is 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 parking space, 4 drinks for $65, and just some really good promotions. And, you know, the heart of the summer is coming up, and, you know, we've got to get the bats warmed up. We've got to get the pitching healthy, and we've got to, you know, make our move to start playing a little better.
Absolutely. Rick Schlesinger, president of business operations for our Milwaukee Brewers, joining us today on The Fan. And I don't want to get the tailgate gods mad at me, but I had to throw this by you. So we are tailgating on Monday. Like I said, I bought 25 tickets. We got a group of even more than that, because some people had their own tickets already. And we're all getting together. And we were talking about like what we wanted to do for our tailgate. And this same group of friends, we do an annual Memorial Day picnic barbecue, which we're doing on Sunday this year because Monday we're coming to the game. So we're all barbecuing on Sunday. So the idea was thrown out about everybody preparing like a breakfast dish and kind of doing like a French toast casserole and maybe doing like bagels and stuff like that. Are we vexing the tailgate gods by not grilling at a tailgate if we did that for a Monday day game?
No, I think that's pretty cool, and I'd like you to tell me where you're going to be on Monday, because
we will let you know.
Sound pretty good. I'd like to come out and try it. The good thing about tailgating is it can be whenever you want it to be. You know, any people bring some really cool dishes, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be brats and dogs and the grill. It could be anything. So I like the idea of a little breakfast food, and you know, so like I said, let me know where you're going to be and what time, and I may bring my fork and knife and napkin.
Well, you can definitely bring that. I don't know if you're on the clock or not, but if you're off the clock, we will definitely have a Bloody Mary for you as well, because we're probably going to do a little Bloody Mary bar. Rick, thank you so much for jumping on today, updating us on all and everything going on with the Brewers, except for today's starting pitcher. I won't hold that against you, because I don't think anybody knows yet, and we don't even know if there's going to be a game based on the weather in Pittsburgh, but we will all find that out together, and we'll all be cheering on the crew together, no doubt about that.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Rick Schlesinger, president of business operations for our Milwaukee Brewers, and like I like to call him, the guru of all things going on in that stadium. And I love the fact that, like, you know, we didn't get as into cribbage as we could have, but I feel like we could have, like, kept having that conversation about, like, you know, how it's part of Wisconsin culture. I think there's a lot of people who've never played cribbage, but is it sheep's head? Is it spades? Is it like what's the next card game that, you know, most card games don't have? Is it euchre? Like, most card games don't have something like a cribbage board.
Right.
You know, so like what creatively can you come up with that, you know, and I grew up with cribbage because I was friends.
Well, you know what the next thing has to be now.
Well, what is it?
They need Milwaukee Brewers cards.
Yeah, but I don't like, I feel like they probably sell cards at the shop. Like, I feel like cards are like cards are a common giveaway. Like, I have decks of cards from everywhere. Like, I don't know.
Do you have Brewers deck of cards?
I don't, but I don't know.
With the players, like, if the numbers line up, like number 2 could be Joey Ortiz or Bryce Turang, and Joey Ortiz could be number 3. That's why I was going there.
Can't Mason Crosby be number 2?
I'm just saying, like, if they wanted to do something like that, that could be awesome, and then you could lump it in with the cribbage board. There's a slot in the cribbage board for cards.
Is there? Okay.
And there's no cards in there. So now they need to make some cards to go with it.
I like the cards, But I'm like, but like cards don't get me going like a cribbage board.
Correct.
A cribbage board is like next level awesomeness. Cards are like, okay. Like, I mean, listen, I'm going to use a deck of cards.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
great. That's fine. That doesn't get my juices flowing the way that a cribbage board like gets me fired up. Like, I need a cribbage board.
Yeah, they should have like a battleship or something where you and then the ships are like bases or something on there. Or I don't know how.
Different length baseball bats or gloves.
Right.
A bat and a glove and a base. And like those are your different shaped things.
I don't know. Yeah. Because is that one? You only need one board for that, right? Battleship, it like flips out and then you're
on both
sides.
Well, you need one
sides.
And then your opponent needs one.
Well, isn't it one board and it kind of like flips into a three? So it's like the middle, it blocks it off and then half of it's on
it
one
can,
side, half's
think,
on the other?
Yeah. I think the way they do it now is like it's like just a one fold and you have.
Cribbage board was like a home run. I don't know how they're going to top that.
I agree.
So that was fantastic for sure, but I don't know how you find something to emulate that and be better.
June 7th, Chorio replica jersey. You in for that?
Yeah, I was a little disappointed with the football jersey giveaway, if I will be honest.
The Sal Frelick
jersey? Was it Sal Frelick? They didn't put his name on the back of it.
Was it Jordan Love? They didn't put his name on the back of it.
Correct.
It's just number 10.
Yeah, lame. Didn't even put Brewers on the back of it or anything. Like, just to have the number on the back only, it feels like they missed an opportunity to put either Brewers or Frelick or Love on the back of it, and they could have been like, whoa, that's another really hot commodity.
Yeah, but if Frelick...
They did it with the Giannis basketball jersey.
Yeah, but Giannis is Giannis.
And he owns the team.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, but like, still.
Yeah, I do. I feel like with Frelick, like, we hope he's there long-term. And obviously, we hope Jordan Love is here long term. Bobby Dandridge, actually. It was a Bobby Dandridge jersey, in case you're wondering.
I mean, it feels like you could have absolutely
put
something attached to it.
Sam Cassell, Todd Day, Carlos Delfino, Mike Dunleavy, John Lucas, Joel Prisbilla, Danny Shays, all wore number 10. Armin Gilliam, all wore number 10 for the Bucks. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was such a popular number.
What was another number 10 for the Packers? I can't even think of another number 10. Was Sammy Watkins number 10?
No, there's got to be other quarterbacks, right? Like some of those backup quarterbacks to Aaron Rodgers.
Was Matt Flynn number 10?
I feel like Matt Flynn might have
been. Matt Flynn might have
been number 10. Was he
16? No, I think that's Tolzien.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I think Matt Flynn might have been number 10. Matt Flynn, by the way, with a new radio show.
Oh.
In ESPN Baton Rouge. So I texted Mason. Of course, he didn't write me back. Like, was he boys with Matt? You know, not that LSU is on our radar, but it might be fun to have, like, if Matt Flynn is hosting a show in Baton Rouge now, it might be fun to have, like, where are they now? Matt Flynn on the show. Just saying, he's in the same industry as us.
LSU legend.
LSU legend, Matt Flynn. Seattle Seahawk legend, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Does he have a natty with LSU?
I think he does.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm almost positive he.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid grand touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Did get a natty in his seventh year of eligibility there. He's Tommy Wirtz. My name is Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. Again, our thanks to Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operations for the Brewers. Thunder Watch is coming up. It's obvious. We all know who's on Thunder Watch. Say it with me. Say it under your breath. We'll say it out loud when we come back here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, live from the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, free on the Odyssey app. Tim Dillard on with Sparky today at 3:20 on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid grand touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.